This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. As the days begin to shorten, I start to speculate about which birds will remain within our local fields and forests through the autumn and winter months. Heavy drops of beech nuts draw in roving troops of wild turkeys, while a good crop of conifer cones typically keep a few red-breasted nuthatch from pushing further south. If the more northerly spruce and fir mask crops are poor, we may even entice a few boreal crossbills, redpolls, and siskins for a time. During years such as this, when the oaks bear and drop a heavy abundance of acorns, it's safe to suspect a healthy number of blue jays will stick around. Indeed, the prevailing soundscape of late summer and early autumn has been the plunking of acorns and the jeering of jays. Forecasting whether our breeding red-shouldered hawks will pass the winter with us is a far more challenging task. There's no question about their presence come spring. They frequently glide and wheel above our clearing, issuing an endless stream of emphatic vocalizations. As the breeding season progresses, they all but vanish, leading secretive lives rearing young in the woods beside the beaver flowage, where they can occasionally be spotted. They are rarely, if ever, heard during this period. By autumn, however, their inclination towards vociferousness appears to return somewhat. The calls of the red-shouldered hawks can frequently be heard emanating throughout the forest. Sometimes, one red shoulder can be heard vocalizing in response to another hawk, among the clamoring of the jays. In fact, it's not all that uncommon to see a blue jay glide into a leafy red oak or swamp maple and hear a string of red-shouldered vocalizations issued forth from the same cluster of crimson foliage. Scrutinize the area more closely and you'll find only the jay in attendance. We've been duped. In addition to being visually striking and highly social birds, blue jays are masterful mimics. Indeed, these birds have long been documented imitating the calls of red-shouldered hawks and several other raptors in addition to their already robust and varied repertoire of vocalizations. The function of this raptor mimicry has been speculated upon for some time, however, trickery of foraging competitors, both other jays and other bird species, is the prevailing theory explaining this behavior. A fellow jay may think twice about foraging for acorns in a patch of oaks if it thinks a red-shoulder is on patrol. An experience in the North Woods illustrated that jay mimicry is not limited to only the blue variety. I recently made a trip to the township labeled T12R16, just across the border from Dacquam, Quebec, to conduct work on our recently launched MODIS receiver station. Waking at the bunkhouse early, I stepped outside to make note of the birds vocalizing in the area. While walking the thick border of conifers and poplars that ring the clearing, I heard the familiar refrain of a merlin, and added it to my list of straggling warblers and sparrows. I scanned the treetops, hoping for a glimpse of this small, dark falcon. Imagine my surprise when I put eyes on the vocalist and found, not a merlin, but a Canada jay, perched atop a spruce spire and piping out a rapid string of merlin notes. The imitation was pitch perfect. I amended my list and made a mental note that all suspected merlins would now need to be visually confirmed. Back home, within the woods of Palermo, a short time later, I heard red-shouldered hawk vocalizations, echoing above the treetops. Reluctant to make the call, I picked up my binoculars, hoping for confirmation. Sure enough, the issuer was a bona fide red-shoulder, cruising above with crescent-shaped windows visible within its wings, backlit in the morning light. Seconds later, another bird began repeating the call from within the canopy overhead. Intermingled with this treetop response, however, was a lone jeer call typical of the blue jays, a rare slip-up and auditory clue for the attempted deception. In his 1908 work, Birds of Maine, Maine ornithologist Orrin Knight made no mention of red-shouldered hawks remaining through the winter months. Today, however, they will, in fact, regularly remain within the southern portion of the state, particularly along the coast and a short distance inland. I've spotted them here in Palermo through the winter, particularly along the margins of fields with little snow cover. Some winters, they're more reliably seen than others. So if the days are short and the oaks have been generous, note any would-be raptors you've heard on a frosty winter morning with a grain of salt. Instead, reach for your binoculars as a skeptic, or else risk being fooled like all the other tree nut-hunting jays.
That was Logan Parker with Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information and for a transcript of this episode, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.